Amen, amen, church. Praise the Lord. All right. My life before Christ, I was a mess. A hot mess. I was knowledgeable about the word, but I didn't take heed of it. I was in a driver's seat of my life. I was on a one-way trip straight to hell. Seems like nothing went my way, and if it did, it was only for a short time. I was angry all the time. My life was totally against God. I was in gangs. I used drugs. I abused drugs. Everything under the sun that was against God, believe me, I did. I've robbed. I've stole. I was a liar. I lied about everything. Paul said he was the chief of all sinners, and I feel I was that way. Romans 8:7-8 says, "For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. But it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are of the flesh cannot please God." I definitely was like Jonah in the belly of the fish. I knew for a long time that I was to be living according to the word, but I ran from God and I wallowed in my sin. God was calling after me. My mom, my whole family was calling after me. I knew I was going in the wrong direction. I was afraid of going through the trials that come along with Christian life. But Paul said to live is Christ and to die is gain. Romans 8:6 says, for to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is a life in peace. Romans 8:28-29 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good for those who are called according to his purpose. In my coming to know Christ, I was at the bottom of my life. I was about to lose my marriage, my kids. Nothing was going right. I had a Bible study with Pastor, and I began to see my life as God sees. God began to speak to me. He was saying to me, you've got to come home. You've got to come home to me, and you got to come through my son. You got to come back to me. I began to call out to the Lord in prayer. I called out for him to save me. And the more I prayed, the more I realized it was time. I had nowhere to go but to Christ. I had bottomed out. I was tired, and I couldn't run anymore. Funny how it all turns out. The very one I was running from, I had to run right back to for my salvation. I felt like an idiot, especially knowing I was created to serve my Father in heaven anyway. Jesus is my all. He's my rock in the weary land. He is my strength when I am weak. He is my provider when I am in need. He's my friend when I don't have a friend in the world. My mother when I'm motherless. My all in my all. I do believe without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I am truly convinced that all of the sinning that I've done, Jesus paid the price for me way back on Calvary. He took the weight of my sins on himself. In doing that for me, he gave me a second chance to live with him forever. This is my time to get closer to God and to his son, Jesus Christ, and glorify him in all that I do. I surrender all. Romans 8:13 says, for if you live according to the flesh, you would die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, and you will live. Since I've came to Christ, I know that I'm not perfect. But I do. I look at things differently now. When I hear things, I hear them differently now. Even the music I listen to is honoring to God. I don't go to the same places. I have a new outlook on life. I don't have a care in the world right now. Nothing matters to me but serving Christ. At this point in my life, I have surrendered. I can't drive the car anymore. I know that my ways get me into the same predicament I've always been in. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart And do not lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Now God's will is my goal in life. Now I ask God how he wants me to live now. Whatever God wants me to do, that's what I'll do. That's what I want to do. And now I try to act on it. Now he speaks to my heart. Doesn't matter what others want me to do, I will strive to do what God wants me to do. Romans 8, 14 through 17 says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we're created. We cry, Abba Father. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. God bless you. Amen.